Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We were recently made aware of our next guest company when John Warner, a regular on this show, told us about an innovation in the mortgage industry that he ran across at a local code conference. Zach Campo is co-founder and CEO of Baleen Solutions, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Somerville, South Carolina. Zach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Really happy to be here.
So tell us more about your company and how it all got started.
Sure. So we launched a product last year called Baleen Lending. What this does is it solves a big problem in lending, and that's that it's really difficult for self-employed people to get either a mortgage or loans or maybe commercial loans for their business. And the reason that is because they don't really have like a W-2 or a paycheck stub to go off of, right? Because they're generally paying themselves. So what lenders use is their taxes. But taxes, even if we're a W-2, are very complex. For self-employed people, it can be even more cumbrous. You know, we can all think of somebody that maybe has a side hustle that they have as a sole proprietorship, and maybe they file a Schedule C. Maybe you have somebody that has 20 beach house rentals and they're all in a separate limited liability company. When their accountant is putting their taxes together, of course, they want to ensure that the least amount of income is showing up in the taxes as possible to minimize their taxes. But of course, when they go to the lender with their taxes and it shows that their income is negative $10,000 a year, of course, they're not going to get a loan. But a lot of things are hidden within the taxes. So, for instance, depreciation, the non-cash expense that counts as an expense. So really, that person might have had that cash in hand that they could have used to pay interest on the loan and towards principal, but it doesn't show up in their taxes. So there's a lot of arithmetic and math and rules that are established in the industry to unwind the taxes. It's also pretty tricky because taxes, especially for these self-employed folks, can be 150, 200 pages of taxes. So another obstacle that self-employed people can run into is they go to a lender, and maybe the lender has multiple opportunities they can work on that day, and they've got one person with a job at Boeing, for instance, and they have a paycheck and a W-2, and then you have this other case with the person with 40 beach houses, right? You can imagine which one they'll choose to work on. One, they can figure out how much money the person makes and whether they qualify in a couple minutes, and the other might require 5 hours of transcribing taxes into an Excel sheet and then hoping they get the math right such that their underwriters let it go through. My co-founder, Rick, his background is in the mortgage business. Within the Charleston market, he actually kind of gained a reputation for always taking self-employed people. This is somebody that has over 2 decades of knowledge in the industry. And even Rick kind of struggled sometimes to get through all this in an 8-hour day. So with my background in technology, we joined forces and decided that this sure seems like something a computer can do. It's a lot more complex than we thought when we started. We started Baleen in earnest even before COVID, and we went through several technology spirals. Some of the things worked, a lot of the things didn't, and we learned a whole lot along the way. Finally, last year, we were able to launch a product that we're very, very happy about and proud of.
And so now that it's up and running, tell us exactly how this product works.
The way it works, let's say a loan officer or a mortgage lender logs into Baleen. They upload the applicant's taxes. And within a couple minutes, it tells them not only how much the person actually makes in terms of cash flows, which is what lenders care about, but it also tells them about things their underwriters are going to ask them to ask the customer. It's going to identify missing forms, and it's going to find other opportunities to add back cash flows. Once they're done, they can basically just export a cash flow report, which goes into the loan file, or they can export a file over to Fannie Mae, who also is quite interested in self-employed, and really speed that process up.
Right, but then everybody is still going to want to verify what you've told them through your software, right, and look at the actual tax returns.
Oh, absolutely. So the lender is really our customer. Underwriting can always come back and check things. And as well, within our software, they can also see an audit trail of everything that the loan officer might have done in checking numbers.
Well, Zach, we are almost out of time, and I have more questions. So can we invite you back tomorrow for more?
We'd love that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Zach Campo is co-founder and CEO of Baleen Solutions, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Somerville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.